human beings are not wired primarily for long-term optimization. We are wired for short-term survival and emotional safety. This fundamental design explains why it feels so difficult to change behaviors and beliefs we intellectually know are harmful. The struggle is not usually about information. Most people understand that procrastination, unhealthy eating, toxic relationships, overspending, or negative self-talk are damaging over time. The difficulty lies in the conflict between logic and emotional conditioning. One reason change is hard is that habits are neurologically efficient. The brain conserves energy by automating repeated behaviors. Once a behavior becomes habitual, it is stored in neural pathways that require far less conscious effort to activate. Even if the outcome is negative, the behavior feels easy because it is familiar. Creating a new behavior requires building new neural pathways, which demands sustained attention, discomfort, and repetition. The brain resists this extra effort, especially when under stress. Emotional comfort plays an even larger role. Many harmful behaviors regulate difficult feelings. Overeating soothes anxiety. Scrolling distracts from uncertainty. Overspending provides temporary relief from inadequacy. Staying in an unhealthy relationship avoids loneliness. These behaviors may be destructive long-term, but in the moment they reduce emotional pain. The brain prioritizes immediate relief over distant consequences. This is known as temporal discounting. We value short-term rewards more than future outcomes, even when the future matters more. Beliefs are even harder to change than behaviors because they are tied to identity. A belief is not just an opinion. It often becomes part of how we define ourselves. If someone believes, "I'm not disciplined," or "people always leave," or "I'm bad with money," those narratives create a predictable emotional world. Changing the belief threatens the stability of identity. Even a negative identity can feel safer than uncertainty. Letting go of it requires stepping into unfamiliar psychological territory, which can trigger fear. There is also the role of cognitive dissonance. When our actions conflict with our values, it creates mental discomfort. Ideally, we would change the behavior, but it is often easier to rationalize it, and we tell ourselves the behavior is temporary, justified, or not that serious. The mind protects the ego by preserving consistency, even if that consistency keeps us stuck. Social reinforcement compounds the problem. Many behaviors are embedded in our environment and relationships. If our family, friends, or culture normalize certain patterns, changing them can feel isolating. Humans are deeply social creatures. Belonging has historically been essential to survival. As a result, we may unconsciously prioritize social harmony over personal growth. Finally, change requires tolerating discomfort without immediate reward. Growth often feels worse before it feels better. New behaviors are awkward. New beliefs feel unnatural. Emotional withdrawal from old coping mechanisms can intensify anxiety before it decreases. Without patience and self-compassion, people interpret this discomfort as proof that change is wrong or impossible. We return to the emotionally comfortable not because we are weak, but because comfort signals safety to the nervous system. The familiar, even when painful, is predictable. The unknown, even when beneficial, is uncertain. Overriding this pattern requires repeated exposure to manageable discomfort, supportive environments, and a compelling vision of the future that feels emotionally stronger than the pull of the present. Ultimately, lasting change happens when long-term identity becomes more important than short-term relief. When we begin to see ourselves as the kind of person who chooses growth over comfort, the battle shifts. The emotionally comfortable loses its grip, and what once felt difficult gradually becomes the new normal.